quiet.
I bet I used to be able to sing lower when I was a teenager.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know if I could. No, I used to not be able to hit low E.
Low E?
Yeah.
What's low E sound like?
Like, whoa.
Is that really an E?
I sure doubt it. I don't know. No.
No, you were singing like a G.
Whoa. Yeah, I used to not be able to do that.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Was Hey Everybody by the Crash Test Dummies.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Hiatus.
Bring him on home, Brian.
Oh, already? Yep. So against Spy versus Pie.
That's your home away from home, so bring him on to it.
The podcast. Yep. From your friends here at Spy versus Pie.
We're your friends.
Yep, you sure are.
Yep.
And if you don't like it, go piss up a rope.
You ever heard that song?
What, Piss Up a Rope?
Yeah, Ween put out a country album. And,
oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tune. Yep.
So it's Friday. It's the big Friday show here.
Already,
May 11th.
Friday, Monday, damn.
Yeah, I know. And it's episode 92.
Kind of.
Isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, why?
Well, as it turns out...
Was there some numbering?
There was a bit of numberage foibleage that I was just alerted to.
Uh-oh.
From illustrious namesake, Mr. Tom McHenry pointed out my...
How would he know? What would he know about anything?
Well, I'll tell you, right, what he's doing. No, everybody, if you haven't checked out the wikipedias.org yet...
Oh, my God.
You're missing out. It's so
Wikipedias, which is W-I-K-I-P-E-E-D-I-S. It's just the way it sounds.
Right.
Well, mainly...
Pretty much. I don't know why you'd spell it any other way.
Yeah, well, you'll figure it out. And probably like a link on our site and some shit. I don't know.
If anyone wants to buy us a bunch of redirects.
Nice.
Register all the
again, huge mega ultra props to Maggie for setting that shit up.
Yeah, so awesome.
Yeah.
Forget about...
I want to bake you a cake.
Forget about productivity, like, for anyone involved.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it only really launched, like, yesterday. Basically,
yep. Right?
And last night, fucking some people went crazy on it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's awesome. It makes us so happy. We're so pleased.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. Once we get all the, it's gonna be interesting to see like, you know, what our most popular shit is. Once all the episodes are dissected and you know,
I'm just kind of looking forward to every single poo joke we make being logged. Get it? Ha, there's one for you. Keep up, fuckers.
No, see, that's the problem now.
That's a pun and a poo joke, so fucking get on top of that shit.
I think this is gonna be a problem.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
we're gonna break the internet with our poop.
No, I think that we're going to I don't know, we might go down paths that we may not have previously, whatever.
You think we're going to be too self-conscious?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Nah, fuck that. I don't care.
Even just finding out that someone I don't know was listening to this show is like,
Well, what the fuck do you think, man? It's an internet talking show.
This shit's on the internet now?
Yeah, dude.
What have you been doing?
Ripping the tapes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well. Oh, man. Yeah, I still don't have that tape drive. I should look into that. Man, I want one of those.
I think those things are super cheap now or something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, probably $100, which is...
I think they're even less
than that. Chump change.
Saw them on Deal Hack a little while ago in there.
Deal Hack?
Yeah, man. DealHack.com. Ding, dang. Let me tell you.
Okay, I'll fucking punch
it's in
that
my breakfast folder. I got it. You know, nice. I got a breakfast folder. I got a little folder of bookmarks that I opened.
I have one, too, but it's not called that. It's called Daily News, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Breakfast
well, what's
is pretty
it?
Good too.
What do you? What do you wake up with on the internet?
100 video game sites.
Really, 100?
Yeah, all of them.
I only have two. I only read.
No,
two.
No, I don't have a lot in there. I meant to do more, and then I didn't. So I have a couple of video game blogs, like Kotaku and Four Color Rebellion.
Yeah.
Those types of sites, and then I
Four
got
Four Color Rebellion's a sometimes for me.
Yeah, they're I like them because they're Nintendo focused.
Yeah.
And so am I. And sometimes Kotaku's like,
hey, take an Xbox, you guys. It's so awesome. And I'm like,
Sega Xbox. Oh, yep. Dare to dream. Did you make one of those yet? Did you get on that?
Did you say Sega Xbox?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I said. I said check out, but yeah, you're right. It sounded like Sega. Yeah. Sagat. We saw the Sega headquarters in San Francisco. I don't know if it's really the headquarters, but it was a big building with a big, huge Sega sign on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Sega of America or what, but we saw the actual building. It was right by a big Adobe building. Not a building made of Adobe, but a building for Adobe.
Well, they fucked
and, up. And Tom is all like, hey, let's walk in there and just take a copy of Photoshop. Because apparently that's okay. Yeah. So, security guard there. I can't do nothing about it. I don't know.
They should have made that building out of Adobe and then just not put a sign up. I think
exactly
in the long run.
Yeah. And Sega should have been blue and spiky.
Oh, yeah. Guess what else? What else is your... What,
covered
what's
in
your
C-Mans.
Other, so it's just video game blogs? That's all you...
No, I got Gizmodo and and Gadget, which are almost the same thing.
Yeah, kind of.
What else is in there? Probably have like chartattack.com on there.
So you like the video games, and then also you like the devices.
Yeah. And Chart Attack is my one-stop shop for Canadian music news.
Yeah.
It's the chart magazine's shits there. And it's good daily. And they Tuesdays they have new releases, reviews, and all that kind of stuff, and it's all for Canadian music, which not only Canadian music, but it's from Canada, so it's a lot of updates on my favorite dudes and all that.
That's cool.
I'm super into the Canadian music for whatever reason.
But are they snarky though?
Not really.
Yeah,
they're actually surprisingly fair too. Like when they review like the new Avril Lavigne record or something.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think they were very nice, but they're not. No, they're not super mean and hipsterish about it. They're just kind of like, well, this is kind of a shitty album, and that's the truth, you know. They're not all like, this guy's a fucking asshole, and he should quit. He should go and hang himself and quit now.
Whoa,
no, I don't know. But that's
that's the general flavor of most internet. I don't know.
No, they're pretty fair and pretty nice. It's from Canada, so, you know,
right?
It's good. I don't know what else is in there.
I think I got one. It's DS Fanboy and Kotaku.
Right, DS Fanboy, of course.
And then Musician's Friend Stupid Deal of the Day. I check that out.
SporeUpdate.com, which we check every day.
Yeah. I check that shit on my phone, man.
How about now?
But Musician's Friend Stupid Deal of the Day is okay. Woot, you know?
Oh, yes.
That's pretty good. Deal Hack. I'm all about, like, the thrift sites, you know, like, I got the
three that's
thrift
awesome,
sites
man.
I check every day. Even though I never buy anything, I'm a total tight about it. It's never cheap enough for me, but I still like the look. The Consumerist?
I don't know what that is.
It's their little tagline is Shoppers Bite Back. It's all about, like, stores fucking up, stores not catching rebates, or, like,
Should
they say they have.
Right.
There's rats in this, or... Don't
eat that. or there isn't enough rats in this.
Right.
Or there's rats in this burger.
There's the one story that keeps popping up there. There was this t-shirt that somebody made. It was just like a black t-shirt with a skull.
Did Jess Fink make it?
But it's no.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it's a different t-shirt, if you can believe that.
It's not that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
the other
one.
It's
got the Nazi skull and crossbones on it.
Oh.
And this guy was like a designer who just found it in like a book of shits or whatever, you know, just swiped it and put it on a shirt, didn't research it at all, and then it came up that, hey, that's the fucking SS skull and crossbones, you know?
And he made a mint.
Well, Walmart, once they found out, they're like, oh, we didn't know, we're pulling them all off the shelves.
Yeah.
So now every couple of months they have an update on that site, like, here, the shirt's still here, I just bought one right now, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, sweet.
And then Wonkette, which is the Washington, D.C. gossip site, which is, it's okay, I skim it. It's okay.
You like the celebrity gossip sites, too?
Yeah, once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of a guilty pleasure, I guess. I try not to have guilty pleasures, but there's some things, it's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is really stupid, I don't really care about this. But, once in a while, if I'm checking out, it's the Oh No They Didn't Live Journal group.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that shit is just ruthless. They just...
Does that tie into awful plastic surgery?
Boy, I don't know, but it seems like it easily could.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I found out, you know, some actual, like, useful, well, I don't know about useful, but tidbits of non-guilty pleasure or something.
Right. It's the kind of thing that's like, man, okay, obviously, not obviously, but I hate how much attention we give to, you know, celebrities and all that who don't matter, right? Like actors and shit, right? What?
No,
shut up.
I'm sorry.
I know, add it to the list. I hate that list, too. How about that? I hate all of you. I'm never coming back. But it's kind of like there's no getting away from it. There's nothing we can do to stop it. So right. We might as well just give in. That's kind of my outlook on life.
Well, maybe the
you can't change it. Just
wow.
Just fucking go whole hog and just be super into it.
That's my vision, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just like you can't get away from it. And then if you don't, if you're like, no, fuck that, I'm not going to keep up. And if you don't keep up, then like you're so out of the loop. And
yeah,
and
you
no
have to try really hard to, like, I wonder how many. Okay, how many people don't know that Paris Hilton has to go to jail? You know,
I don't know, man. If you watch TV, you know that. Even if you listen to the radio,
even
you
children's
know that.
TV, even like, you know, home decorating stuff or whatever, you know, or any of that. They mention it.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you here's how you find a stud when you're hanging drywall. And
did you hear? Yeah, apparently.
Didn't you know?
So I don't know. So you might as well embrace it, or at least.
What's the deal with these heiresses? Wait, they like some maple syrup.
Oh man. Oh, you know what? Okay, I figured it out. I'm gonna go do the stand-up comedy open mic. I'm gonna do.
And you're gonna go.
How can I decide between the Nuggets and the Jandas?
I'm gonna do Gilbert Gottfried as Cobra Commander.
Oh, and Jesus Christ!
I will own that building.
If anyone knows what Cobra Commander is, you will have them in the palm of your butts.
That's true. If anyone knows what Cobra Commander is, and if
hey,
you don't know
Cobra Commander,
if you
do a whole stand-up bit on G.I. Joe. And just like, like there'll be one dude laughing his shit off,
oh,
and
yeah,
everyone
totally.
Else will be like, "What the fuck is this guy?"
Yeah,
dude, that is that hand.
Well, I wonder. I wonder. You know, like, okay,
now my wife,
like Brian. You know,
yes.
Like, what's your favorite shit when you was a kid or whatever? And you'd be like, oh, G.I. Joe, Transformers, whatever. I mean,
no,
and like
no,
that's,
man.
I mean, that's like the, you know, that's the meat and potatoes of like, I was mm-hmm. a boy at this time.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, what percentage of dudes from the same time period as us and everything would be like, no, I never got into G.I. Joe. No, never. Transformers? No, it didn't do anything for me. You know?
Like, probably really small, actually.
I would think that's got to be a pretty small percentage.
Yeah, and even if you didn't have them, you're like, well, you know, my parents bought me some GoBots, same fucking thing. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
Or, like, GoBots. If you were to just get a collection of dudes our age, you know, say 100,000 guys.
Okay.
And just be
from,
like, okay.
From North America.
Right, yeah.
But not Mexico. Real North America.
Right, right. And you go, Duke, Scarlet, Roadblock, Chicken Salad Sandwich. Which one of these things doesn't fit? You know, I think the lion's share are going to probably get it on the first try.
They're going to pick Scarlet because she's a girl. She doesn't belong in those things.
That's right. Duke and Roadblock will just share the chicken salad sandwich, and Scarlet can go sit in the corner.
That's right.
And darn their socks.
Darn their socks.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
so,
I'm dry. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm dry, dude.
Okay,
I'm
well, here's something. Here's yeah. something. What do you, you know how I was talking about Gizmodo before?
Sure.
They had a story. I wasn't going to reveal my sources, but it's too fucking late now. There's a thing there about... Yeah, I always kind of hate these ones. They're always like, check out this new thing in Japan. Isn't this crazy? And typically when you see that, it's like, yeah, there that exists in Japan, but it, no one knows. No one uses it, and it's not
right.
mainstream.
It
it's always like... Yeah, and like, yeah,
but that
Japan,
gets lumped
but,
into the, oh,
yeah,
Japan's
they,
so crazy.
Oh, man, everyone has robot pants there.
Yeah.
Fucking toilet seats that pee for you. I don't know.
Wow.
But... Yeah. Well,
just
anyhow,
squeeze your abdomen.
Yeah, you just it's
and
ring
you out.
Yeah. So there's these vending machines.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Japan has vending machines? You know about that?
I did know that.
Okay. The end.
They have,
no,
they have
these...
more vending machines than people in what? No word for love? Something like that.
It's 20 words for love, and they're
oh,
all
right.
vending machine. It's the same word.
Okay.
But no, well, there's sweet vending machines in Japan, obviously.
Yeah.
But the story had these new ones that if you sit there and watch an ad, you get a free product.
Really?
It's like there's a screen or whatever, and if you sit through a commercial, you get a free drink.
Huh.
And I don't really know how to feel about that.
Huh.
Because, like, I don't know. You should be able to... like, on one hand, it's pretty cool you can get a free thing, but, I mean, nothing's free. It's your time.
Right. Yeah.
It's your attention. You got to stand there.
Time
you
is
just
money.
Want a drink. It is. It
anyway,
definitely is.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and... I don't know, like, but, you know, it's kind of cool that you can just get something for free.
I guess.
What do you think?
It's weird. I would definitely not want that to be, like, the thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess it depends on the commercials, too, though.
But at the same time, you're like,
commercials.
You're bumming around, and, like, yeah. Whatever, 15 seconds, I don't care. Like, I got nowhere to be. Sit there, watch an ad, get a free pop.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, you know, what are the commercials for? Because is it for, like, bindles and shit? Because, like, the people who are going to be, like, watching these commercials for a free pop aren't going to have any money, right? It's going to be, like, the brokest dude. So what are they going to advertise that, like, you know, who's their target market? Cheap asses?
I don't know.
Commercial hounds? Like, I wonder what the commercials
maybe
are
it's for TV. Maybe it's for TV programs or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's cool. Like, I think that's kind of a neat alternative. Like, you should have one where you can just fucking pay your thing, get out of there. You should have the other one where you can get a free one if you want. Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't be forced to do either, necessarily. But I think the same thing should be taken over to TV. That TV should be, like, cheap or free.
Yeah.
If you have ads, or you can get the ad free. It's like subscription sites, you know, pay to remove this ad and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you pay a little bit extra on your cable bill, no ads.
I think the vending machines should be the total opposite, actually.
What do you mean?
I think I should be able to go, like, the vending machine at work, the snack machine at work. I should be able to stand there and watch this week's Survivor, but I have to, like, pour in, you know, I gotta pour in two cans of soda and a bag of pretzels, and then, you know.
It's like a food hamper?
Right, yeah. Please deposit 12 ounces of orange soda to continue.
It's not gonna fill itself.
That's right.
And it saves time for the guy who has to come and restock it.
Oh, man.
You're like, I'll bring a can of soup today and I'll watch 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah, totally. And then you could have classic TV for, you know, worse snacks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. This is how much you inputted a can of chicken noodle soup. You get 10 minutes of I Love Lucy.
Yeah, totally.
That one that you always see. I remember this one vending machine when I was a kid. I don't remember where we were. I think it was somewhere in the States. It was a Coke machine, and it had a little LCD video game on the machine that you could play.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what it was. You know, just those stupid, shitty little Tiger Electronics style, you know,
with the
things.
Gray and gray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, but, like, it didn't, you obviously didn't win anything. You didn't get the Capri Pop if you won, which would have been awesome, but
yeah.
Then there... That just, we'll talk about arcades in a second.
Yeah.
But that was kind of weird. But, like, someone would be playing it, and you're like, dude, move out of the way, I want to buy a pop. So, but I think, do you notice that video game arcades are disappearing? Is that true
definitely.
In the United States? Yeah.
Yeah, all of them.
They're basically only in movie theaters, right?
Yeah, and they're tiny.
Yeah.
There's, and, at the Mall of America, there's a couple of arcades there, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty shitty. It seems like arcades now are reserved for video games like DDR or,
yeah.
I don't know, ones that have, like, big driving units or guns and things that
sure.
you wouldn't really have at home because, obviously,
work on the railroad.
Yeah. Yeah. Home video games have gotten so good that people probably just aren't really, you know, want to go play Street Fighter in an arcade and bump in quarters.
Right.
But I think they should bring them back and make them just, like, embrace that and make more crazy video games. But also, I think they should all be those kind, like, Chuck E. Cheese or whatever, where you get tickets when you win.
Yeah.
Like, you do well, you get rewards, and then you can trade them in for stuff.
For virtual console games?
Sure. But I don't know, I think that kind of stuff is cool. I think you can go a long way by pretending to reward people. With something that doesn't matter to you, you know? Promo stuff, man.
Yeah.
when it doesn't cost you very much, but it makes people really happy and gets them all stoked about something.
Yeah.
Give people free stuff, man.
Like people, yeah, exactly. It's 500 tickets for some plastic vampire teeth, and you got
exactly.
You end up spending, you know, $45 to get these plastic vampire teeth.
Yeah, but at least it's something, right?
Yeah, because he also had the fun of, whatever, whacking that mole.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, in Japan, whack-a-mole means something completely different. I think they should, not only, I mean, like, I'm all, of course, I'm just like, where the fuck's pinball? You got my name pinball now.
There should be pinball arcades.
I think that there should be, and this is, okay, this is my just absolute dream world, other than having a JoJo.
Of a JoJo?
Other than having a JoJo, my alternate dream world would be,
Casey and JoJo, remember those guys?
I do remember Casey and JoJo. I sold a lot of that record, actually.
Fuck. Yeah. Okay.
But, if they made home pinball machines, with the intention of them being home pinball machines, because the way they make pinball machines now and ever is that they have to be durable enough for fuckwits to be able to, like, you know, get drunk and flop all over and everything. That, you know,
sure.
There's so much extra metal and everything and protective coatings and such that have to go over that.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're always, like, they have to be, like, the next step beyond of intricate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some nice, simple, you know, 1985-era pinball machines directed towards the home consumer with maybe, hey, maybe even swap outable parts, you know? Like,
yeah, I was going to say.
Custom bumpers or, like, I want...
Yeah, little packs, like, you get, like, a little template pack that you just sort of put in there, and you're like, oh, put these knobs here, put these ones here, and now you have Spy Hunter.
Oh, man, yeah, if, like, the playing field was, like, almost like pegboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
That you could plug in the different ramps and shit.
Yeah.
And if it was compatible with Domino Rally, it would be ideal.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think that'd be cool, though. Like, target it to, you know, under $1,000. Have, you know, have a pinball machine in your house for under $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or and have it, you know, be new and nice. And I mean, because you can get a pinball machine now for under $1,000, but it's going to be a fucking piece of shit. So.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And who wants to restore it? You know, like, no one wants to bother with that.
No.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea. I would get into pinball if that was the case, but, like, yeah, I don't know. Pinball. Huh? Yeah.
I know you don't like it. I know it's...
It's not that I don't like it. It's I didn't grow up playing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I never got into it as a kid, and then now I do it, and I'm not any good at it, so...
I know you can't major in stuff in high school, but in high school, I fucking majored in pinball.
Really?
I went to I might have said this before, but I went to an alternative learning center voluntarily. Me and my friend Dave went there for our junior years. It was like the criminal school, and we voluntarily went there because you get to learn at your own pace. And by learning at your own pace, I mean you get to leave
and go play pinball
6 hours early, go walk down the sports bar and play Bullwinkle and Rocky pinball until you fucking run out of money.
Bullwinkle and Rocky?
Rocky and Bullwinkle, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was the mess.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
The Bullwinkle and Rocky show was the second series that came out in 1974. It's not true.
Whoa. You're blowing my mind. Yep, I spent all my money and all my education pretty much that year on Rocky Bullwinkle.
Well, cool, man. I mean,
I don't know why they let us in. We were obviously
no harm,
kids.
No
They're
foul.
Obviously a sports bar. I don't know.
Yeah,
and we're right next to a school. What the hell are they things going on?
There
you
used
know?
To be less stringent policy on that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you could get a note and go buy cigarettes for your dad?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if your dad
cigarette
smoked
machines?
Those are still around.
Well, we don't have them here. No way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have them in bars and stuff here.
Huh.
But, yeah, I mean, you used to be able to go and buy lottery tickets and cigarettes and shit for your parents. And then, like, later they were like, hey, wait a second. Do you have a note from your dad? You're like, yes, I do. And you do. And you give it to them. Same
thing.
Why are
all
the
R's backwards?
Yeah. those are L's. It's my dad's Japanese. Also, you used to be able to, like, use your parents' credit card if you had a note from them. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my dad says, okay, I'll use his credit card. Now, like, no fucking ways. I can barely use my own credit card half the time. They're like,
right.
The signature looks a little bit different. Are you sure? Can I use my ID? I'm like, fuck off. Who does their signature the same way every time?
Oh, I don't, you know, the criminally uptight.
Yes, the guy who are really trying to scam are the ones.
Oh, yeah,
doing it perfectly.
Exactly. If it matches perfectly, that's
when
alarm.
You
like
fucking
red
push
flag.
The... Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
When will it be a while? Spencer's been shaking me down to play Burnout on DS all day.
Burnout?
Yeah.
Burnout.
It's so much better on the PlayStation 2. It's almost unplayable on freaking DS.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
I was thinking that Circuit City was having a massive sale on DS games.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was back when you used to buy games.
I still buy them. I just don't buy them as frequently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. How about it?
Not me.
Yeah.
You know, steal some shit.
This is dumb, but what's it called? GameSplop? Stop? Pop?
Game stop? Spot. Spot? Spot? Stop.
Spot or stop?
Game Scott.
Yeah.
Game Ed.
Sorry. They're having a trade-in deal.
Were you trading your Xbox Guitar Hero for a...
No.
No.
Right. No.
You want to tell that story?
Plump. I'm gonna get... Oh, yeah. I will tell that story.
You're going to get a light? A DS light?
No, I'm not.
You're not. You're going to get a second DS?
I would love to.
That would be awesome, dude.
What I would really like to do is get a DS Lite and then get Spencer my DS Plump.
Because, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't want to get rid of my DS Plump. I still like it and everything. And it's like, it's you know, my parents put that for me and everything. So, like, I don't know. I don't. It's not like. I don't know. I'm not the type to get rid of shit anyway. You know?
Yeah, okay. No, I know what you mean.
It's like, oh, I remember when I put that scratch there. Oh, there's my favorite.
I'm the same way, man. I own every CD I've ever bought. I've never gotten rid of a CD.
Yeah.
I have the most embarrassing CD collection because I'm too stubborn.
And you still display them all, like, front and center? Like,
that's right. Like, check it out, dudes. Hootie and the Blowfish's first album. What do you think?
Yep.
Oh,
man,
God.
They were hard back then.
I have a few, like, yeah. No, dude, no. No, it's before they sold out.
It's pretty dark.
Oh. That's the best way to, like, give anything cred. Oh, no, it's totally dark. Like,
yeah.
I don't care. It's still shitty. Because, you know, stuff that's dark is always good.
Yep.
Like the second Crow movie.
Or Skeletor, really. I mean, the bad guys of everything are always totally awesome.
Yeah, but...
My dad. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my dad, no video games ever, you know, he always, like, chided me and my brother for playing video games. You know, just saying we were...
Not even Solitaire on the computer?
Never. No.
What about
cards on computers? That's just total. I mean, he doesn't even believe in
it. It's the only video games my parents play.
Yeah.
It's funny though when you say like that guy doesn't like video games. My dad doesn't like. He doesn't like. But he plays fucking Free Cell on Windows like nonstop. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's a video game, and he enjoys it.
Dude, if I'm working on something at night, and they're sitting behind me, it sounds like I don't know, it's a aggravated woodpecker or something. Just like, fucking the Free Cell.
Oh, really? Yeah. Pretty good though. Card
games. So fast at it, but it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So your dad.
So all my dad. Yeah. Never played games. Never liked them. Always blah blah blah. And then recently, he went to the hospital for some brain problems and stuff. And to recuperate, he got an Xbox 360. And the zombie game and a whole bunch of games. I mean, he's got like a huge stack of used Xbox games.
Mm-hmm.
Like a huge, it's 20, 30 games, something. I mean, it's like it's a big pile of used games, you know?
Does he know that you can just pirate those and put them on the hard drive?
No.
No, me neither.
Okay. But so now the Guitar Hero came out. Mm-hmm. And for the Xbox 360, so they went and got that at GameSplop.
Whatever.
They bought that, the game and the controller. Mm-hmm. And then my brother came over to their house.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, oh, we should play co-op. So they called GameStop, and they only had one copy left. And they actually went to GameStop and bought the other copy.
The full kit,
because that's all they had. Was they had one full kit left. So they bought the full kit and then traded the game back in as credit toward the full kit.
So somebody's going there looking for the game and they can't get the controller. All they can get is the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It just... Yep. I mean, I know they didn't really come out ahead on that. I mean, that's...
No, but sometimes...
They definitely paid an extra, I would think, 20 to 30 bucks for the the controller.
Yeah. And that's how... You know what? Here's the deal, okay? Video game industry, fucking listen up.
Whoa. Maybe we should send them a separate.
Everybody? Entertainment industry? Mm-hmm. No, you want to prevent piracy? Put out fucking proprietary controllers for shit.
Yeah.
You want to play Guitar Hero? You can download it. I downloaded Guitar Hero, but I'm like, shit, I need the controller to play this. I mean, I bought the controller separately, but they still made some money off me.
Hmm.
So, you want to prevent that shit? Every game should have its own controller. Didn't we talk about this yesterday?
Yeah, every game should be its own system. That would absolutely cut down on that.
Yeah, and then you could have special controllers. They're like, oh, this game only uses two buttons, so your PlayStation controller doesn't need all 20, you know?
Sorry, this game's PAL only.
That's right.
Buy another TV, buy the electrical adapter.
Mm-hmm. I just send it to I.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How am I doing? Did I win yet? Jump.
Yeah.
I've jump.
Put the webcam on it so I can see what you're doing.
I am jumping.
Quackas. Quackas, yes!
Yep, those are the good old days, man.
Cheese and quackas.
We should have some dudes back on the show. So, you know, there's a...
Oh, dude, we've been trying to get Ive on the fucking... We've been trying to book Ive for a long time, and he's very slippery.
Yeah. He needs a new agent.
An agent?
He needs an agent. Mm. We need an agent. We should have an agent, dude. We should start doing talk shows right now. Or even just booking shit.
We should guest on other people's podcasts, dude.
Dude, we should... You know what I should do?
Oh.
I thought of something. The portraits. Yeah? The portraits, man. Mm-hmm. I thought of one that I want.
Okay.
The pirate at the beginning of SpongeBob SquarePants is the painting that sings the theme song.
Oh.
I would love that.
That's not real, though, is it?
I don't know.
Well, it's...
It's a picture of a painting. It's a real...
Sure.
I can see it. So it must be real.
I want a copy of The Owl from Mr. Dress-Up. You guys who aren't from Canada probably don't know what that is, but
no
anyone
way.
From Canada, you know what I'm talking about.
Huh. Well, yeah. I want a signed VHS copy of Reading Rainbow, the one time that he accidentally wore the visor.
That's in the, inconsistencies in IMDb.
Yeah.
In episode 309, LeVar Burton accidentally wasted it. Look at him, man, over his head. And doesn't realize that halfway through the show.
Yep. Oh,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, hey there, spoiler alert. We should, mm-hmm. We should probably mosey on down the dusty.
Yeah, all right. This is a good show, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, did anyone notice how fucking... on top of shit we are and how happy we are today because of the fucking Wikipedia?
That's right, man. This shit's on
point. It put us in such a good mood and we're like, man.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna really galvanize Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Oh,
you know, there's times when we were on the verge of breaking up.
There's been a few times, yeah.
Not really.
Well, there has been a
right?
few times.
Right? Not really, right?
What? No, yeah, no, it's... There's been dark times.
Oh, it's really dark. You'll like Spy vs. Spy too.
Yeah, this one's real dark.
We should do a dark episode.
We should figure out what our best episode for new listeners is.
I think it was the one from last week that we said was really good.
Well, get on it.
I don't know. Well, maybe we'll put together a greatest hits.
I don't know. Maybe something like that.
A great ass tits.
Tom actually had a really great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know those little...
Tom McHenry of
yeah.
Beautiful Tom McHenry Studios.
That's right. And Chief Justice of Wikipedia. You know those little key rings? Where he has like a machine gun, bomb, laser.
What?
You know there's like the little key rings that got this little black key ring, got a little couple of buttons on it, and push it and it makes machine gun noise, and push it and makes
oh,
laser
okay.
noise.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, he was thinking Spy vs. Spy keychain. The...
Like a yak back?
Yeah, hey everybody, and fucking...
Yeah.
And
what do you think the last
agree to disagree? Probably bipedus.
Got mouths that are tired and they're manic, and we got brains like a setting up the new Wikipedia. Oh.